Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Thursday, November 21st, 2013. Israeli soldiers bulldoze and uproot Palestinian-owned farmlands in the West Bank and aid convoy arrives in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday morning the Deiret village east of Yatta in the southern West Bank city of Hebron and illegally confiscated 7 dunams of Palestinian lands. Local sources said that the army carried maps showing the newly planned settlers-only road that would split the village and lead to the destruction of several homes. The homes are part of the village, but Israel considers them to be out of the zoning area. The road would lead to the illegal annexation of thousands of Palestinian dunums in the region, local sources added. Also on southern West Bank, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded Batan al-Ma'aysa mountain area in the Al-Khadr town south of Bethlehem and bulldozed Palestinian lands, uprooting them in preparation for use in the construction of newly settlement units. Moreover, Israeli soldiers detained a number of journalists who were trying to report the violations. The army also detained international peace activists and tried to force them out of the area. 6 months ago, Israeli settlers built a synagogue on the area, which comprises of more than 500 square meters of Palestinian lands. Settlements built on Palestinian lands in the occupied territories are illegitimate under international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention. Elsewhere, several Israeli military jeeps invaded the Barta'a village south of the northern West Bank city of Jenin, carrying destruction orders issued by the military against 7 Palestinian homes and 2 chicken farms. The soldiers, accompanied by an official of the Construction and Planning Committee of the Civil Administration Office, run by the Israeli military, invaded Khirbet Abdullah Yunis village and served warranties to 7 residents. The army claimed that the homes were built without construction permits. In the Gaza Strip, the Miles of Smile Solidarity Aid convoy made it into the coastal region on Thursday after crossing through the Rafah border terminal between Gaza and Egypt, carrying supplies and various Arab and other international champions. Media sources in Gaza say the activists are from many different countries, including Algeria, Libya, Jordan, Britain, Sweden, and Malaysia. The aid convoy is the first since Egypt's President Mohamed Morsi was removed from power. Partners for Peace and Development for Palestinians, PPDP, issued a press release stating that the convoy is part of a chain of Miles of Smiles convoys which made it into Gaza and continue to make trips to the coastal region in support of the Palestinian people and breaking the illegitimate Israeli siege imposed on Gaza since 2007. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, November 21st, 2013, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.